Macmillan Audio presents Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff. Read for you by Holter Graham.
Author's note. The reason to write this book could not be more obvious. With the inauguration of Donald Trump on January 20th, 2017, the United States entered the eye of the most extraordinary political storm since at least Watergate. As the day approached, I set out to tell this story in as contemporaneous a fashion as possible and try to see life in the Trump White House through the eyes of the people closest to it. This was originally conceived as an account of the Trump administration's first 100 days, that most traditional marker of a presidency. But events barreled on without natural pause for more than 200 days, the curtain coming down on the first act of Trump's presidency only with the appointment of retired General John Kelly as the chief of staff in late July and the exit of chief strategist Stephen K. Bannon 3 weeks later. The events I've described in these pages are based on conversations that took place over a period of 18 months with the president, with most members of his senior staff, some of whom talked to me dozens of times, and with many people who they in turn spoke to. The first interview occurred well before I could have imagined a Trump White House, much less a book about it. It took place in late May 2016 at Trump's home in Beverly Hills.